Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Morning Drive, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Joe Rex wrote in for Derek Mason, Braden Gall. I'm not sure my show I've ever worked on has ever felt as cool as it does right now, listening to that song and welcoming our guest, Teron Davenport, onto the show. Teron, how are you, sir?
Good morning. That's a fitting, you know, Marquise comes through with the music, yep. Man. That's a fitting song. Got an East Coast rapper talking about going back to Cali. That's what I'm doing, so I'm looking forward to it this weekend.
What do you make of the West Coast thing? The Titans, since coming to the state of Tennessee, are 5-17 in the Pacific time zone. Obviously, it's sort of like a noon game for them, so I don't know why this organization has had such a tough time out there on the West Coast. You've covered NFL for a long time, Teron. What do you make of the trip, and is it overblown? Is it too big of a factor? Is it actually a factor?
Yeah, I think it is overblown as far as going East Coast to West Coast because essentially, and you hit it on the head, it's basically an afternoon game. So the guys have to treat this like it's a 3 o'clock game. And teams that I covered in the past on the true East Coast, you know, Philly, Baltimore, they've looked at it as if, okay, we're going out there, it's going to be just like a 4:05 game. And that's how we're going to approach it. That's what they've said. So I think that's what this Titans team has to do, and I get it. You know, historically they've had a bad record going over there, but a lot of these guys weren't on those teams, you know, outside of the ones that lost to the 49ers the last time they went out there. So I wouldn't put too much stock in it. Frankly, it's more of a thing when teams are going from West Coast to East Coast. That is overall throughout the NFL what the problem has been. So I think end of the day, you just got to line up and play football and just be ready. That's really the bottom line. It's a hostile environment, and they have some things that could help them be able to go in a hostile environment and take the crowd away.
Teron, what's your concern level right now? You know, the Titans, you know, everyone's injury list is growing right now, but obviously the Titans have some guys, some additions this week. How banged up do you think this team's going to be Sunday?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I want to make sure we get you back from the injury list. You know, I know we were waiting to get you back, so let's make sure that's straight. You know,
leave cold and sinus, baby.
Yeah. But, no, as far as the Titans themselves, I mean, the thing I would be concerned about, A.J. Brown yesterday, you know, we watched him stretch a little bit, then he came off. He went to the side. He had that sleeve put on his calf. He walked off the field with a trainer and didn't come back. So I think that's something, or at least he didn't come back during the open portion. So I think that's something to monitor. Adam Humphries, he hasn't practiced this week. So that's another concern. Adoree Jackson, LaShawn Sims, we'll see what happens with them. I saw LaShawn Sims on the treadmill yesterday, but that should be a concern also. I think fortunately for the Titans, they got Tremaine Brock, who is quietly a pretty solid corner. So that can alleviate some of the issues of not having Jackson and Sims, but the main thing is the receivers. That's something that they're going to need those guys, you know what I mean, because Ryan Tannehill in that passing game is going to have to continue to compliment Derrick Henry and what he's doing.
Teron Davenport joining us here, ESPN 102.5 The Game. And you know, the secondary is the area that I'm concerned, but I'm maybe more concerned about it against, you know, against New Orleans and Houston. Is this another one of those games where Dean Pease can cover up those injuries? I know they went and got Tremaine Brock, and Ty Hill played a great game, a ton of snaps, but I don't know how much you can ask of those guys. Is this still one of those games where they can still survive with the injuries but really need to focus on being healthier against the Texans?
Yeah, I think they could survive with the injuries. I think they should have absolutely zero focus on the Texans because this game right here, winning this game will make that next game so important. So I think they have to you know, lock in on what they have in front of them. And for me, in doing that, Darren Waller. You know, he's a key player for them. Essentially, their offense is a running back and a tight end. That's it. You know, that's what they base everything off of. So, and the tight end is Darren Waller, and he's a guy that, you know, you'll see him like a cut split on the backside of trips. They'll run the post. They'll run the out, the fade, all those things. Sometimes they'll line him up on top of the numbers. He's a guy that draws attention from, I mean, I've seen linebackers, safeties, and corners cover him, and it wasn't successful. So I think the main thing for Dean Pease is to focus on that. And they also have a running back that, I mean, that guy finishes runs. So he's dealing with that shoulder. He hasn't practiced, but he'll still play. So I think focusing on those things, you could offset the issues with the cornerbacks. But you cannot let Terrell Williams kill you, you know. And if given the opportunity, he will get deep on you. So there are a lot of things to focus on.
Yeah, I seen the London game last year.
Ah, very good point. That's right. Yeah, I was going to ask you about Josh Jacobs, Teron. And like you said, I mean, he's been banged up, but he's been playing through that. I mean, how good is he? I think it's, what, the number three and number four backs in the NFL matching up in this game with Jacobs and Henry.
Yeah, he's really good. And the thing with him is he's good in all aspects of the game. That's what's so impressive with him. He was a pretty good receiver at Alabama. I saw him make some catches over the shoulder, one where he had to turn completely around and catch it over the opposite shoulder that it was supposed to be on, and he hauled it in. So him catching the ball out of the backfield, they like to run that angle route. They like to run screens, just have him slip out of the backfield in different ways. So he's really good from that perspective. But for me, when I watch him, it's just – like, he's an angry football player. You know, he's a guy that, you know, plays with a sense of urgency. He runs the ball behind his pads, and he's someone that you have to wrap up. And even, you know, along the sidelines, sometimes those backs will step out of bounds. He won't do that. You know what I mean? And if he is even getting close to doing that, he's going to try to deliver a blow first. So it's all about rallying to the football. You have to do that with him. You have to wrap up because he'll run right through just basic arm tackles.
Teron Davenport joining us here from ESPN covering all things Titans. And it feels like Vrabel and John Robinson, the evaluation of those two guys is just sort of this fluid ongoing situation, which makes sense. Vrabel, it appears, although we did not talk a lot about him going forward on 4th-and-1 down 10 in the third quarter, which is the exact same situation he had against Jacksonville. And we ripped him on 4th-and-6 for not kicking the field goal. Well, this was different. It was 4th-and-1, and Derek was rolling, and he ends up scoring the touchdown. But it feels like we don't have those questions anymore about Vrabel. And I think, to me, this was a John Robinson-type win over the Colts. He's the one who made the deal to acquire Ryan Tannehill. He's the guy who's picking all these players, Khalif Raymond and Ty Smith and all these bottom-of-the-roster guys, Austin Johnson making a big play. To me, this was a very big Mike Vrabel-John Robinson win against the Colts. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're not wrong, and I think the other one you have to mention is Dane Cruikshank, right, a fifth-round pick. And Vrabel, actually, he was asked what made them think that he would be such a good special teams player, and he made a good point. When Cruikshank first got to Arizona, he was more of a corner, but then they started putting him at like a nickel linebacker spot. And I talked to Cruikshank about that, and he said he had to change his whole mentality, right, and have a little more of a physical mindset. And that physical mindset, guess what that goes right in hand with? John Robinson and Mike Vrabel and the Tennessee Titans. And it also goes right in hand with the special teams aspect. It's a mindset. He was on talking with TD. We broke that down, that play down, and he talked about having that mindset of a special teamer and embracing it, and that's what he's done. So they did a really good job there. I think fans should vote him into the Pro Bowl. So that's one. And then you had Logan Ryan with the interception at the end. Guess who signed him? You know, and Logan Ryan, I'll be honest with you, overall, just complete throughout the stat sheet as well as roles, I don't think there's a corner in the league. I don't think there's a corner in the league, I'll say it again, playing better overall than Logan Ryan. So that's another way that John Robinson had his stamp on that game.
Real quickly here, and I know people don't care about fantasy stats. I know it's not a way to sort of analyze players, but I'm a big nerd, Teron. I don't know if you know this, but we play with six IDPs in our fantasy league. Logan Ryan is the number one defensive back in all of fantasy football. In the entire league, Logan Ryan is the number one player at his position right now in fantasy.
Check the internet. No DB has more sacks and tackles. And only one DB has more interceptions, so it says it all.
Pass deflections as well. He's leading the NFL with 17 passes deflected, so he's active on every series. Harold Landry, what do you make of his development? I feel like he's equally as impactful as Logan Ryan on almost every series at this point.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because there is a post on ESPN.com, the Titans page, about Derrick Henry. It actually went up this morning. And the thing with Derrick Henry is the confidence that he has. And I talked to him a little bit about how he puts together, how he's going to attack an offensive lineman. And with him, the reps are helping, but the confidence is also coming from being able to adjust, like morph into a different pass rusher as the game goes on in reaction to how he's being blocked. So it's all about confidence with him. I talked to Shane Bowen. He said the same thing. And he said that, you know, Landry is really going into games feeling and knowing that he's going to be an impactful player. Dean Pease also harped on the confidence thing. And he looked at it as far as just an overall picture, as far as Landry getting comfortable, dropping back at the coverage, making plays in space, in addition to being the edge rusher. So one other stat, only Joey Bosa has more QB pressures on third downs. He has 21. Harold Landry has 18. Example of a third down QB pressure that really had an impact, the interception that Kevin Byard had. So it's definitely a really good thing for Landry. He's blossoming. I asked John Gruden about him, and Gruden said that, you know, they're going to make sure they're aware of where 58 is at all times. And he said that his impact is beyond just sacks, you know, and he talked about him just being able to have that combination of speed and strength, and he's an impactful player. So Harold Landry, definitely the arrow is pointing up. I predicted 10 sacks beforehand. He's eight games with a sack, five consecutive games with one too, so he's definitely on a roll.
Yep, absolutely, and even making the little plays too. You know, shed a blocker, run down the line of scrimmage, stop a guy for a no gain on first down. Huge plays like that nobody notices. Teron, also always a pleasure, my friend. Great stuff. Have fun on the trip, and we'll see you soon, bud.
Thanks. I'll talk to you. Absolutely. Good to talk to you, Rex Rowe.
You too, bud. See you out there.
Teron Davenport from ESPN. We always appreciate him jumping on with us each and every Friday as the Titans head out to Oakland and take on the Oakland Raiders. And again, it's one of those games that's not only, and I hate the phrase must win because you're not eliminated from the playoffs, but it is a critical game for the Tennessee Titans in a critical spot where you feel good about their chances to win, which should make everybody very nervous about the game because this is still the Tennessee Titans we are talking about. We just mentioned a lot of really good players. Derrick Henry, Harold Landry, Logan Ryan, Kevin Byard, a lot of really good players. Not a single one of them, maybe the best punter on the planet, not a single one of them is getting any run for the Pro Bowl. Why? And do people care? Joe Rexroad, Braden Gall, will do that when we return right here on Morning Drive.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.